Aw, man, here we go. It's time to play.
Let's do this.
Welcome back to another fantastic episode of Tales of the Outer Rim. Stranger Skies. Tonight, your GM will be Adam, and we will be playing in a world of his devious creation.
Damn it indeed.
Will we survive? Will we all perish in a kitty cat blaze of glory? Ooh. All these questions and more. Answer tonight.
So yeah, who wants to do the recap?
The recat?
Recat,
so,
yes.
So, I didn't listen to the recording, but I think we were fighting cats.
Yeah, we had just fought off the three.
I tried to not fight the cats. I tried to get you guys to not fight the cats. And somebody, I think it was the party drunkard, began taking pot shots.
Yeah, so Orsh took a pot shot at one of them, at one of the cats. So let's start from the beginning. You guys met up with Crannon Zath, the...
Right.
Barquin. I think it's Barquin, that's what they're called. Barquin, they're like giant lizard people.
They're hideous.
Yeah, really, they're not great looking. I mean, beauty's eye of the beholder. But he initially did not want to help you guys translate the ship manifest that Jonker had sent you there to get translated. But eventually you guys were able to convince him to do the translating.
We had to find out what's attacking his monster birds. Bird.
And we found it.
So, there was a kid also talking about his pet.
Yeah, so when he first landed, yes, there was a kid in the town when you guys were walking through the town to go to Crannon's house. He was chasing something, you didn't know what. The kid is one of the native sentient species of the planet. They are called Ultarian...
Greenbacks?
Greenbacks? Yes, yeah. They are like... centaurs, except like not.
I thought they were
people.
Like oh,
they're quadrupedal.
I thought they there were we go. Rock
that's
people.
End of the last planet we were on.
No, that's in Vothkrieg.
Oh, okay. So these are Ultarian greenbacks. Gotcha.
Yes. So you convinced Crannon to do the translation for you, as long as you found out what was killing his birds. Which he uses to fund his research is the whole reason he told you he's raising those and letting them go off to pasture out in the jungle. Mm-hmm. He didn't know what was killing them. You did see some of them that came back pretty injured.
Oh yes, the claw marks looked bigger than the cats could have done, even though the cats were getting bigger as we killed them.
Yeah, and each cat started getting bigger as we killed them.
Everybody roll destiny?
Alright.
Roll destiny, baby.
Yeah! 5 light side, 1 dark side.
You know what?
Okay, 5 light, 2 dark.
So yeah, we ended on... Everybody rolled?
Yep.
We ended on the group putting down the last cat, and you guys realizing that one... So that's what we left off on was you put down the last cat and you guys realizing that was that last cat definitely bigger than when it started, but even as big as it was, it wasn't big enough to do, its paws weren't big enough to leave the claw marks on the birds that you saw back at Crannon's. So, we can take it from there.
God damn it, I told you guys not to shoot the cats. Why would you shoot the cats, Orsh? Did you see they were getting huge? This is not good. There's a big cat to wear. I'm very small, Amarant. Nothing to say for yourself? Fine, be that way.
Sorry.
Not you, Orsh.
Sorry, I was muted. Oh, yeah, the... why did you shoot the kitty cats? I just was scaring them. I didn't know. No, the doctor shot it.
The doctor?
I shot...
Who's the doctor?
I was trying to scare it.
Doctor?
What?
For the record, Orsh definitely took the first shot. And
I
then
did not shoot the cat, though. I shot near it.
Not for lack of trying, you missed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I didn't start the encounter.
Yeah, that's true. After that, the cats got aggressive, and then Torque ended up killing the first one.
No, the cats didn't show up until after Torque shot the first one.
Now we're marked. Now they know that one of them got away. You know that, right? We're boned.
Oh, yeah. That boned. First one that you shot at.
Let's follow this bird and get out of here. This isn't the...
Guys, we kind of know what's doing it now. You did see they were growing, right?
Yeah, I saw it. Growing.
Yeah, that last one must be pretty big now.
Yeah, I don't... Orsh not want to go into the rainforest anymore. Orsh, let's go get breakfast. You guys hungry?
We have to... We're on a job.
The job is done. We know what did
it. No, we don't.
These dumb cats.
The cats couldn't. That's impossible.
You recall Cranon asking you to
bring.
I guess he did say fine, but get whatever is killing his birds.
Captain, tell this man to let's go.
There's a big body right here. We'll tell him this did it. Orsh, get breakfast, and we go home.
Orsh, here. I pull some beef jerky out of my coveralls and I throw it at him. Here, quiet. Move on.
It's gonna be like almost like a miniature bacon strip, and I'm gonna hold it in my fingers. Which kind of meat is this?
No, it's big. I don't have a lot of it. Okay, I make it myself. It's delicious.
Why does it?
Orsh won't know it's not bacon.
I made it myself. Okay.
Orsh is gonna dry heave.
Okay. We'll give it back then. I snatch it out of his hand.
As you guys are arguing, you'll notice that the bird has...
No.
I don't know if you would call it bored, but it has wandered off. It is no longer interested in sitting... Like, whatever was having it agitated before is not here, or it is not bothered with it anymore. It's off foraging now. As you see it walk off, it's kind of rummaging around in the brush in front of it as it walks down this path. You see it stop briefly, and then, like, look like it's almost fighting something in a bush, and then it'll, like, pick up this, it'll kind of throw its head back, and as it throws its head back, this, let's call it, it's a squirrel. It looks like a really big squirrel is, like, shrieking as it's thrown up in the air, and then the bird eats it in one bite, and just starts, like, munching on it as it's
like
walking.
Like, gullets it? Just, like, whoop?
Well, not quite gullets it, because it definitely crunches on it, and you hear some pretty sick noises, like...
Ah, look at that. It's so crunchy and gross. I don't even know what...
The bird looks pretty happy, though, and it
keeps
walking.
You just hear Orsh go, that squirrel looked good.
The bird looks back at you and winks.
What?
No, I'm kidding. Anyway.
Fuck this bird, man.
So
no,
you have
no,
bird?
Don't do that. No, you fuck your own kind.
Okay.
Are you guys following it, or what you doing?
I'm following the bird.
Yeah, I'm following.
I'm going to follow.
Yeah, me too.
Alright, well, here we go.
Nice. Yeah. That is awesome.
Fancy, yeah, fancy. Fuck.
Is it awesome? Do you see the two kitty cats?
It's time to murder the bird and tell that guy that we couldn't find it.
Yeah.
You could try that. You could definitely do that. So did you guys follow the bird up, or did you...
Well, you never made us make a perception check, and I could clearly see two cats on this screen.
Yeah, so, like, I'm asking now, did you follow up? I was assuming you guys followed it up to, or kept following it.
I mean, we stayed, we followed it, but yeah, we didn't. We weren't, like, right up in its business.
Oh, yeah, so you guys follow it for a while, and you see, I'm going to move these cats back. These cats will be right here. Yeah. This bird will be right here. So you guys follow it for a while, and then probably after another 15, 20 minutes, you come across, so here's your bird right here. You come up to what this clearing. Well, this one's dead. I'm getting to it. You follow it for a little while, and then probably after about 15, 20 minutes, you come across, or you come up to what this appears to be this big clearing, and giant temple, which is probably, if you remember, Cranon had mentioned that there was a temple that the birds typically, that's where they end up kind of milling around as they are out to pasture out here.
Right.
Cranon seems to have been true to his word that it doesn't look like you could have landed your ship out here. It's clear, but only in the sense that you can see open sky, but there's no way your ship would have been able to land out here.
Right. All right, you guys, I know we don't really want to be here, but I've seen Jonger mad, okay? Okay, it's not good. And I think we should get this done so Cranon will do this for us so we can get out of here.
I agree with Hez.
Oh, by the way, we should all roll cool or discipline, whichever is higher, and recover that much strain for each success.
Oh yeah, you should do that. The dice pool is cleared, so...
Cool, I recover one of the two strain.
I had a bunch, and I just recovered almost all of it. I've got one strain left. Cool.
Yeah. Did you have any strain, John?
I think he just recovered it.
I don't have any strain.
Cool.
Oh, okay, then we're good.
Seriously, Jonger is not good when he's mad. Let's just finish this job, get this thing translated, and get out of here. Hez reaches into a pouch in the middle of his coveralls and just kind of like grips at this item in his chest or in his pocket.
Okay. What's the item?
Well, you know what the item is.
I know what the item is.
Yeah, nobody else knows.
I was going to say, they're going to tell us.
Just as Hez says that, you hear a kind of like a snarl and then some more crunching and then like a really... You hear the bird stop and start kind of scratching its foot, clawing its foot at the ground like it's... You know that motion that bulls make right before they're about to charge with their hooves?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what this bird's doing, only with its claw.
Which direction? Towards us?
It's looking up the stairs, up the stairwell in front of you that's leading towards the temple.
Can I do a perception check to see if I see like any blood or like scraps of fur, maybe some bones, or
yeah, go for
any
it.
Any indicator that would give me that we are
in danger?
You guys think it would be a good idea for me to stun this bird? I want to pull out my slingshot and stun it.
If you want to stun it, then stun it. I'm not going to tell you yes or no. Just remember, Orsh is hungry.
Shouldn't, like, if we're coming out of this clearing, shouldn't everybody be rolling perception?
Yeah, if you guys want to.
That's fine.
You all probably can roll perception. This would be very obvious, unless you don't want to.
Okay, perception.
All right, yeah, so you guys all look in the direction that the bird is staring at. It's in this aggressive stance. Like, it looks like it is... You know how animals get in flight or flight mode? It's chosen right. Fight at this point.
Okay. I stun it.
But... Oh.
Yeah, has stunned it.
Alright, it's knocked out. It's on the ground now. It looks like right when it's about to like make this like aggressive calling noise like you've seen it do before, all of a sudden Hez pulls back his... That's a slingshot, isn't it? Yeah, you pull back the slingshot and fucking peg it right in the back of its head and it just conks out.
We should tie its feet and duct tape its mouth.
I mean, you can do that.
And then hang it from a tree away from the cat.
The rat or the bird?
Oh, you son of a... It should be down for a minute, but I mean,
you could hog tie it if you want. I'm not gonna stop you. I won't make you roll for it. It's unconscious.
Okay.
But if that's what you're doing, while you're doing it, you do also know, with all the, everybody rolled pretty well, so you all notice as you're hog tying this bird, you smell like the, you can smell copper in the air almost, and you, it's kind of weird.
My Amaran nose smells blood.
Yeah, really, really acrid smell in the air, and then you look, you're like, what is that? And you look up towards the stairs where the scent's coming from, and you can see kind of like a steady stream of, not like a big stream, but there's a definite trickle of blood running down. And you look up and you see one of Cranon's birds is dead and being munched on by two cats that look even bigger than that last one you guys put down.
Guys, we should leave with the bird right now.
Now is the time. No. They're distracted. Now's our chance.
Yeah, until they see you, rat boy.
I'm gonna sneak over here. You guys do what you want. I'm gonna start sneaking.
Are you guys talking quietly while you're doing this?
We're not talking full volume, but
no, I'm like whispering through my teeth, like, guys, we need to get out of here right now.
I'm not talking any louder than that bird would have been, like, making scuffing noises.
What's your skullduggery?
For what? For sneaking?
Just, yeah, no.
No, stealth.
Oh, stealth. You want me to be stealthy?
Oh, stealth, yeah. What's your stealth?
My stealth. 3 green.
Alright, let me just do this.
You mean to roll stealth?
No, I'm going to roll see if those cats do.
Dope. They didn't hear us.
Yeah, so the cats don't hear you. Are you guys going to try to get the drop on them as they munch happily on this dead bird?
So the last one was the size of, you said, like, almost like a bull, didn't you?
No.
The first one we killed? The biggest one? Towards the end?
No, the biggest one was, like, the size of
a... Like a medium-sized dog, right?
Yeah.
And these are bigger. So, like, almost like an Alaskan Malamute. Like a 130, 140-pound dog. Almost like a big jungle cat.
Yeah, at this point,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they look,
and there's, like, only two of them.
They look pitch black, too.
No.
And there's,
while
only
they're
two of them.
Stealthing around, can I walk up the stairs and shoot the left one?
Yeah, sure. Let me clear the dice pool. Okay, yeah.
And we're prepared, so we get to roll cool. And they are unprepared, so they have to roll vigilance. But they probably have really good vigilance.
I don't remember what their stats are.
Roll cool.
Yeah. Nice stats, no stats.
Get triumph, not count, to make him just go first.
Yeah, but
yeah. If you want, you can have a free action.
Neb,
yeah. If you want a free action, you can go ahead and take it.
Could he use the triumph to say that he actually got an advantageous position by sneaking around?
Like up on like a rock or like a...
Where he's at, yeah. Like he managed with that triumph. He was so sneaky or whatever that he managed to gain this advantageous position.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do,
it's
go
up
for
to
it.
Ben, really. It's his triumph. Whatever, yeah. Adam.
Ben, what do you want to do with your triumph there?
Yeah, that's fine. If I can get away with being sneaky.
Right. Yeah, you totally do. You end up getting in this really advantageous. You're able to crouch around, and as you're doing it, you all kind of notice that the cats are more interested in chowing down on this bird than being alert. Or any being even somewhat cognizant of their surroundings.
Cool. Can I use my turn to sneak up here? Like, use coordination to sneak up there?
Yeah.
I was just going to radio to Hez and let him know I'm in position.
I'm moving.
Average difficulty is just 2 purple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... I mean, it's pretty clear around here. There's some rubble here and there, but it's not going to be too hard. Why don't you... Go ahead and roll.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's...
I thought John was going to shoot at one of these.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I should have let John go first. That was my fault. Ben had a triumph, and it derailed my brain.
So, You did not get up there, but with those two advantage, I will say that you did not make enough noise to alert the cats or have anything crush you.
Okay. Oh, God. Oh, God.
John, do you want to go next?
Oh, my God. He's just going up the stairs.
Yeah, I'm
going
to shoot one.
Okay.
He's just going up the stairs. Oh, my God.
Is it? Shit. I said I was going to read the book, and I didn't. It's just one or two purple for...
If he's shooting, what range is he at? This is
no. I'm not shooting. I have a shock lance, and it's a special to shoot.
Oh, so
I'm
actually,
like meleeing it.
So that too. It's always two purple.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
That's so cool, a shock lance.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking sweet. Two advantage. You don't hit it.
He can also give them a setback. The next one of them, or give the next one of us a boost.
I just imagine him trying to, like, swipe at it, and this thing, like, seeing a piece of meat that it missed, and looking down right as he swipes, so he misses the head, and it, like, has no idea that he swung at it. It's just, like, gnawing on this piece of meat or bone underneath it.
That silent Mandalorian fucking...
yeah. You just hear this, but, like, the cracking of the bone was too loud for it to hear it.
Is there anything else you want to do with those advantages?
Can I throw pocket sand at the nearest cat? Sand.
There you go. Yeah, you miss with your shot, but then throw pocket sand in its eyes, and which one do you...
Holy shit! Guys, he fights dirty.
The one closest to me.
Yep, the one closest to you, you'll have disadvantage. It'll have one black die against it when in the next roll. Next attack, or defense? Probably going to be attack, because I think we're on NPC turn.
You are, yeah.
Yep, so you quickly go, pocket sand! And then the cat gets looks up just in time to get a face full of sand. And it is not happy.
Right,
so it's
snoot.
Yep, it's disoriented, but angry, and is going to take a swipe or his lunge at you with its teeth and claws.
Tooth and claw. Tooth and claw.
Bam. There we go. So it does 4 damage to you, and it has Pierce 2, so it ignores 2 soak, right?
Yes.
So, I don't have your stat sheet up, but I honor system. I'm not going to pull it up. I have too many windows open. Okay, next NPC, the cat next to it that's munching down on that bird, sees that its buddy has lunged at it, something in front of him, sees Torque, and its back will arch up, it'll hiss and go, and then lunge at Torque using teeth and claws, and I will just roll Brawl again since I'm rolling off the same character sheet. But this one is not disadvantaged. It misses, but with Triumph. So it lunges, it goes to bite you and scratch you, and or scratch you. It does not go through. You manage to pull your staff up in the way before to block it, but it is now, with that triumph that it got 2 failures and a triumph. It is on top of you. You're going to have to disengage yourself from that.
It's like an athletics or a brawl, probably.
Yeah, with either one.
He misses me, but lands on top of me.
Well, he doesn't connect if you were to deflect his claws. But his momentum and weight carried you to the ground.
It ended up tackling you, not dealing damage, but you're now entangled with it. If that makes sense.
It's like on top of you, and it's...
Yeah.
You're going to have to push it off.
Yes, that.
Alright, my turn. I am going to pull my gun out. I don't know why I was way back here. I was up here by where John was at. I was kind of standing next to him as the other two snuck off. And I'm going to pull my gun out and take a shot at the cat that's on top of John.
Ooh.
Now, that upgrades the difficulty by one. Because if he gets a despair, it hits John. That's how... Because he's shooting a target that is engaged with another target. You upgrade the difficulty one time.
And that should just be...
Can I take a strain to aim, then? Aim down sights?
You didn't move. You don't have to. Did you move?
Oh, I guess not. I guess, all right, so I'm going to pull my weapon out, aim, and then take a shot at this cat. So then I get a blue die, right, for the upgrade?
You get a blue die for aiming, yeah.
Yeah. Let me know when you're ready.
Yep, go for it.
Yeah! Smooth. Two success and a threat.
Seven, all right.
Nice roll. Seven nice damage. Roll.
Seven damage.
Okay, so yeah, you definitely connect with the cat. You, where were you aiming at? Just the cat in general?
Yeah, like, well, I assume his head and like shoulders were facing me. So
yeah, you don't get the head, but you get the shoulders. You definitely got a solid shot on it, but it was more like center mass than like in the head.
Sure. Like kind of like reared back trying to get to John, and I hit it in the chest.
Yeah, well, it's more like engage. So its mouth is clamped down on the staff, and Jan's holding it with two hands in front of him, and that's how it's entangled with him. Yeah, you don't knock it off with that threat. You're not able to get it to disengage, but you definitely deal a decent chunk of damage to it.
Does it at least let go of his staff?
No, not with that threat. It's still engaged with him. Ben, I think you're up.
All right. So is the only weapon I have just the shot gloves, or was I given a gun or anything like that as well?
Did you buy a gun? I don't know. Did you have?
Oh no. Okay. So that's all I have. Just my shot gloves.
You had a gun.
Okay.
I thought you had a gun.
You definitely had a gun. We had a conversation about it.
Did I?
I don't remember what your gun was, but you wanted to have a gun and shock gloves.
Yeah, because okay. You shot something the last encounter.
Yeah.
I was wanting to get up on that roof that is next to me, on top of that building, mm-hmm. and see if I could possibly shoot the thing off of him myself. But I didn't know if I had... I say, because if not, could I still get on the building and like do like a jump move off and like smash on the back of this thing or whatever with my shot gloves?
You probably have to sprint it off the top.
Yeah, you're pretty far away.
Yeah, okay.
It might take two turns.
Okay.
I don't know. You get more triumphs. It might not take any time at all.
Yeah, right?
Right.
How far away are you? Yeah, you're pretty far away. We'll give you a ranged weapon, but it's just going to be a pistol. Yeah, just for now, just to get through this, we'll use your stats. What's, so it'd be ranged light?
Yeah, just roll ranged light.
Yeah.
Okay. Ranged light.
Nice! Bam.
Okay, so what's the damage on your guys' gun?
It's 6, so he's 7 right now with 1 advantage.
Yeah, so which of the two cats were you shooting at?
I was shooting the one that was on top of the captain. Tork. Yeah.
So, yeah, you get another solid hit. You see a giant, like a big mist of blood spray up. You don't hit the captain, luckily, but you get a solid shot on the cat, but the cat still... Oh, with advantage. Yeah, the cat's disengaged now. It's taken enough damage and between you and Orsh. And with your solid pot shot on it, it staggers back and is no longer engaged with Torque.
Excellent, excellent.
Back at the top of the order, PC?
From my prone position, can I fire a small bolt at the other cat?
The other cat? Yeah. Let me change the dice pool.
Yeah, because that would be like one difficulty.
But he's prone.
Yeah, but I've got a staff. I'm basically just touching it to the cat.
Yeah, this is a situation in which I think it wouldn't be a benefit or a detriment.
Go for it, John. Yeah. So
wow.
4 success and 2 advantage. You almost crit. I forgot it was a melee. I'm so sorry. You're right. It should have been 2. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's fine. It's just...
10 damage.
Yeah, so you after getting that cat, cat B was on top of you, and it just managed, the group managed to stagger it off of you, and as soon as it does, you turn around and shift your staff into the face of the cat that's the other cat that's in front of you, and you just blast it right in the face. Instinct takes over, you pull the trigger, and it goes boom! Huge cloud of smoke, blood, and just burnt fur fly everywhere.
Jesus.
That cat just looks dumbstruck, and it looks hurt. So hurt and confused, in fact, that it is not its turn.
My turn.
Yep.
Alright, so I'm gonna roll up here as close as I can get without, like, being face to face with this thing. The one that he just pummeled in the face.
Are you running up the stairs now?
Yeah, I couldn't get up that rock hill, so I am just, everyone's already going head on. So I'm going to use my little cutie here to pop that thing.
Which one?
The one that he just popped in the face, the closest one to me. Okay.
FYI, that other one's not dead yet.
Oh, I know, but this one is the closest one to me. And they've taken a similar amount of damage, so... I mean,
yeah, they have.
In my eyes, I feel like this closest one is one difficulty, and the other one is two difficulty. It's just outside of that range. And I wanted to try and keep it as close as possible to make it as easy as possible.
Okay. So you're shooting at the one that was previously engaged with...
This one.
Yeah, that was the one that was previously engaged.
Yeah.
Alright, go for it.
What?
Wow.
How?
Okay.
What? A failure and three advantage.
You scampered up the stairs and you can hear your little claws going like... And as you jump up, but in your haste, your shot just misses. But it's enough to kind of just wings the cat on its haunch, yeah. On its ass. It doesn't do any damage, but it is now...
It singed its beehole hairs. Now the next person gets a boost.
Yeah, its tail is tucked between its legs, and it is now torn, confused.
It's a PT turn now.
And scared.
Well, yeah. since I got three advantage, can I give the next player a blue and then that cat a setback?
Yeah, sure.
Sweet.
Okay, I am going.
It's NPC turn.
Actually, I'm gonna move. Oh, sorry.
I was like, you can after NPC turn. So these two cats are looking beat the fuck up. The one, we'll say the first one that was previously engaged and just got its ass shot, is going to continue looking confused, hurt, and torn on what it should attack. Torque, being the more formidable one that almost blew off its friend's face, is not looking so great, but then it sees this little fox raccoon thing next to it, or just down the stairs, and it's going to see an easier target and lunge at Ez.
Oh, hell no.
You wanted it to have disadvantage.
Yes, a setback, yeah.
Okay. So then we will roll for the jungle cat.
I really wish
this worked. With its weapons, it deals
five damage. So I thought you said its base damage was 4, and then the extra success would be 5.
Is that what it is?
I thought that's what you said last time.
Yep, it is 4. Yep, base 4. So it does 5 damage to you with pierce 2.
So seven damage.
No.
What does Pierce 2 do?
It just ignores. 2 soak.
Soak. Oh, okay.
Ahez is bloody, by the way. He's bloodied.
With the 2 threat, though, it overextended itself and...
Fell down the stairs?
Yeah, it got a good swipe at you, but still fell down the stairs afterwards. Like, it was just kind of like... in passing swipe, and with that swipe, it lost its balance and tumbled down the stairs. It'll have a black die against it on its next roll.
Okay.
Either that it takes or has taken against it. NPC. PC.
No, it's okay. Both cats.
No, there's one more NPC.
Yeah.
Yes.
Adam's like, I'm gonna.
Isn't the one cat disoriented?
So the one, the first one attacked. Sorry, I was a little distracted. So the second one is going to. I mean,
not one of the cats disoriented.
He added this. He added this back to it.
Yeah,
that was the black die was, wasn't it?
Yes.
Oh no, it should have had two. I think he's right, because he disoriented it also.
Oh.
But it's whatever. We're past it. I'm hit.
I'm hit. I'm hurt. I'm hit.
I don't think it can give us two failures on one setback die. I'm pretty sure the max it goes is one.
Here, I'll throw a setback die on this one, John.
Are we talking about Cat A?
Yeah.
Cat A, the one that you blasted in the face, is going to take a setback die. Because I should have thrown two on that one. Cat A is clearly disoriented from the blast to the face. It is going to do the only thing that it can even comprehend at this point, which is to swipe in the general direction of what shot it earlier, which is you. Let me roll my brawl again. Okay. It does 4 damage.
Once Pierce 2.
Pierce 2. Yeah.
Success, 2 threat.
It is still disoriented. It was not able to shake off gun to the face, so it will still take one setback die on its next.
PC turn?
It is PC turn.
Okay, the one that fell down the stairs, I assume, is like at my feet now? Like upside down on its back?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to shoot it full on, I'm just going to shoot it like right in the face. Like, blank, like, blow its brains out.
That's at least
an upgrade. Oh, sorry, hang on.
That's at least an upgrade.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's at least a blue die, or, not blue die. What's the upgrade? What?
I did that right, too.
How do I miss a point-blank fucking shot?
It's not unconscious. If it was unconscious, you could merc it, but it still technically has the ability to, like, roll around.
Oh, but that was, like, point blank.
Maybe it was, like, rolling or something.
Yeah, so it's still technically mobile. So it could have rolled out of the way.
Yeah. I mean, like, but it... So that green die... I rolled a green die for it. It gave you success.
Doesn't matter. I still have 2 failures and an advantage.
Yeah.
So that advantage can go towards the... I want a black die for this thing to try and get back up.
Yeah. So as the cat's rolling down the stairs, you move into into position to shoot it, and at the last second, it manages by pure luck to continue rolling out of the way. Your shot just misses it. Next.
All right. Well, I was kind of thinking of trying to do the same thing, but like you said, I've only got like a little pistol.
Yeah.
If you get closer, it'll be easier damage to hit.
Help. I guess, would I have been able to, like, as everything else was going on, like, move down a little bit and get closer since they're not focused on me at all?
You have the ability to do, like, a movement, and then you can also do an action.
Okay.
But if you need to do something like aim or move again, you can, it just costs 2 strain.
Okay, because, yeah, I was wanting to, like, try to, like, since they weren't focused on me, I was going to try to, like, get down and get close and maybe even possibly run up and use my shot gloves and punch one of them and do something to get these things away from us.
You should be able to get there pretty quick. And your shot glove is always on your hand.
Right. Right, but I also have to.
Does it take a maneuver to activate?
I don't think so.
Yes, it does. Speaking from experience, I was always had to take a maneuver to activate my fucking shot glove.
Does it say?
I don't know how big a dick Adam's gonna be.
I
used to make Everett have to remember to turn it off too.
Oh yeah, I remember you guys saying that last time. Does it tell me if that's a thing? On my gloves or not, if I look at it?
No, it is. You have to use a maneuver. Yeah. So what you can do is you can move closer if you want to use your gloves. You can shoot and not have to worry about it. But if you want, did you already move once? Oh shit, you might not have enough maneuvers.
I'm You know what? I still feel pretty bad about... I should have made sure that you had a ranged weapon statted out. So
It's okay. It's okay. I was just wondering. I was just trying to get some options of what I could and couldn't do. That's why I moved my guy down here from up here, because I didn't know if I would be able, since the cats weren't paying attention to me, if I was able to, like, shimmy down here, you know, and then work my way over here.
Well, you can only do anything like that on your turn. So, I mean, everything happens in about 6 seconds per
gotcha, per person. Gotcha.
This is all, like, as everything's happening, we're just kind of directing it turn by turn.
Yeah, Zach's right. You can do that, but you're going to... That will be an action.
Yeah, I would just shoot now, and then you can get closer and use your shot glove next round.
Okay, so should I stay in the tree then?
No.
Oh, okay.
Use your maneuver to get closer and make it easier on yourself to hit this thing.
Okay, now I'm going to shoot.
I mean, you do what you want. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to direct you. But
No, because I need to learn too.
This is, if you want to use the shot glove, this is the way to do it.
Okay, then yeah, I'll do it this way then, like that. And then I'll use a shot glove. I'll get closer again next time and use shot glove if I can.
Yeah, do you want to shoot this round then?
Yeah, I'm going to shoot this round and hopefully hit something.
Let me make sure that I've got the dice pool set. These both, you should have one blue die, one green die. Is that what it upgrades?
I thought blue die was upgrade.
No, blue die is a boost. An upgrade should turn a green yellow, and if you have all yellows, it should add one green.
That's what I thought. So, anyways, it will. Why don't you go for it?
What do I roll?
Oh, ranged light.
Oh, yeah. Combat skills. Right.
Holy shit.
Nice. So, hopefully, I shot this thing in the head and.
Well, you got one success, so that does, what, 6 damage? And then you got, that's a critical.
Three advantages.
That's a crit, if you want it to be.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
That's a dead cat right there.
Yeah, hopefully that cat, I mean, the one that.
If it's a rival, I think that it definitely kills a minion.
Yeah, it's dead. You end up catching this one that's more interested. It wasn't expecting you. It actually, like, totally forgot that a shot had come from over there at one point.
Sweet.
It was so interested in Torque, and you took advantage of this, shot it, and managed to catch it right across its head, and it just drops.
Oh, I got it.
Holy shit.
With all those advantages, you also notice, like, never mind.
That was the crit. You don't have to tell him anything. That was just a crit.
Yep. The cat drops.
Goodbye, cat B.
So, back at the top of the order, we're at a PC. Two PCs. Who wants to go first?
Wait, Cat B dropped?
Cat B dropped.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is the one at my foot still alive?
No, that was the one I just shot,
I thought, right?
Yeah.
Because he was the one that was more wounded, so it made more sense to shoot that one, right?
Totally.
Okay.
Yep. So the one at the bottom of the stairs drops. Either way, that one was even more distracted. It had just rolled its way. It hadn't even recovered from rolling down the stairs yet. So, yeah, that one. You didn't catch it in the head, but you just pot shotted it, and it was almost dead anyways.
All right, Johnny boy, warm up them pipes.
About to force Lance Cat A.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what he's got the. That's what his weapon's called.
Oh, I thought you said force slam, and I was like, what?
That's no, what I heard too.
Force lands.
I'm the only Tong force user ever.
It's like, why he was exiled by the Mandalorians.
Ooh.
I will let you upgrade it
because I get two upgrades because I'm almost dead. Berserk Rage Melee.
How are you almost dead?
He got hit a lot right off the bat.
You cannot do that. That does suck that you're almost dead, though.
It does.
Yeah. I know what that feels like.
Good news. Oh, not good news. The cat's not dead.
I'm the only one that's getting two purple dice when I'm, like, standing in its face beating it.
It's melee.
Yeah.
It's harder for me to melee a cat than it is for someone to shoot it.
Well, it's like you guys are fighting each other. It's like a Captain Kirk one-on-one with the lizard man kind of thing. Like,
yeah. First things first, when we get back to the ship, I need an upgrade on this stupid thing then if I have to
fight
double odds.
I could definitely help you out there.
Yes, you catch this cat in the face again. The explosion catches it just about as solidly as it does the last time, and you expect it to drop, but it does not. It is still standing, looking... You swear for a second like its eyes almost glow or something, but you can't tell from...
What, like it absorbs it or something somehow?
No, just like... It just looks maybe a little bit stronger than it did before.
You guys, it's the babe! The babe with the power!
Yes.
Power of voodoo!
We just watched that last night.
Oh, did you? Nice.
Yeah, we did. That's so funny.
Alright, well, if John did that, I'm gonna take the next one. And since I have my gun drawn already, I'm gonna get closer to this wounded ass number A so that my difficulty is fucking stupid low. And I'm gonna try to shoot it.
Go for it.
Yes, thank you.
Nice.
Fuck.
About time.
Right, eight damage.
What does it look like when you kill it?
I just like pop up and I'm like, I didn't want to do this. And then I right in the fucking neck. Right in the shoulder blades and just take it down.
Alright. So both of these cats fall to the ground and they are dead. Have fallen to the ground. And they are dead. And this time, everybody's kind of able to see, like, the air shimmer.
Everybody roll discipline or cool so you can recover your strength quick. Your discipline.
Things not dead yet. We're still in a...
No, they're both dead.
They're both dead. Damn it! You guys, we gotta figure this out.
And when Hez says that, you hear a ring coming from the center of the temple.
Does anybody have Stimpak?
And you unfortunately notice that these cats still quite aren't big enough. You see big ass claw marks going through this bird carcass that's laying in front of you. Mm-hmm. What's left of it. And the paws on these cats definitely aren't close enough to matching it.
And with that, we will end this episode of Tales of the Outer Rim, Strangers, guys. We'll see you next time. If you want to check us out on social media, you can go to our website, talesoftheouterrim.com, and find us on Twitter at TOTORFFG. Our Instagram is Tales of the Outer Rim. On our website, you can also check out the SoundCloud for Steph Makepeace. She does the music for the show. She has some really cool stuff, so go check her out. We will see you guys next time. May the Force be with you.
John!
Sleep at the keyboard.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, you're good.
Kids were playing with a snake in the yard.
Oh, God.
What?
What is this doctor thing? I want to be the doctor again, too, but I'm not the doctor right now.
Sorry. Captain.